Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning Monday morning, a week before Chodesh Elul. Wow, a week before Chodesh Elul. So it's an important time to be focusing on these inyanim as we enter the month of introspection and teshuvah and the last month of the year. So we are learning, as always, a Zeich Nishmaso and Lilui Nishmaso, Tzvi Gershom Ben Yoel V'Chana Lav Hashem. May his neshama have a continuous aliyah in the schos of the Torah that we will share this morning. We also learn the Zeich Nishmaso Zev Wolf Ben Yeshaya Lav Hashem. May his neshama have an aliyah. And with Alyssa's great, generous permission, a schos for continued besoros tovos for bracha v'gayel bas rachel gitta besoch she'archa le'Yisrael. So let's get back to our learning. So we took a very long break from Maseches Erechin Tes Vav Amud Beis into Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing Ba'apei Talesa. If you remember, in the presence of three. Why did we take a very long break? Because we were journeying through the book of Bamidbar, and we noticed something amazing, Bamidbar, Bamidaber, that there was a theme of Shmir Solashon and Inyane Shmir Solashon, and literally almost in every single parasha of Bamidbar, we went through that together. Last class, we realized that we learned that it's also in Devarim. Bamidbar, Bamidaber, Devarim, words. So there's clearly a very far-reaching theme of Inyanim regarding Dibur and Lashon in our Torah HaKadosh. I just want to say that Alyssa, after last time's class, she listened to the recording, and she reached out to me with a very nice thought that I thought was relevant. Last time we spoke about the Devorim, the bees, and the Amorim, obviously Amor is to speak, and Dibur Devarim is from the words of Daber, but Alyssa pointed out something interesting. I was thinking to myself, Alyssa, then that's maybe why bees are called Devorim. And Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh are fascinating. Why is a bee called a Devorah? What do you think? I never thought about it in my life. Why is a bee called a Devorah? The root word is Dibur. It's very strange. So Alyssa texted me after last time's class, and she said, just like a bee stings and can cause pain, on the other hand, a bee makes honey, which is sweet. And we're coming out. I just mentioned that it's Elul, and soon it's going to be, before we turn around, it's going to be dip the apple in the honey. Remember, make a bracha loud and clear, l'shana tova m'sukah, have a happy, sweet new year. So I thought that was really interesting, Alyssa, and I never really thought about why a bee is called a devora, from the root word dalet bees resh, which means to speak. Maybe it's a reminder that our speech produces like a bee. Sometimes a bee causes pain when it stings. Our words can cause extreme pain. In fact, for those who have an anaphylactic reaction to bee stings, it can cause death. The Gemara has taught us in Maseches Erechin that poisonous words cause metaphysical death. On the other hand, a bee can use her kochos. It's a beautiful idea, Alyssa. Thank you. A bee can use her kochos to bring so much sweetness in life. So the same insect that causes tremendous pain is the same insect that gives us something so, so sweet. And maybe that's why a bee is called a devora. And it's a reminder to all of us that our words have a dual capability. We can kill with words, Rachmana Litzlan, and we can bring the sweetest benefit to people with our words. So at least I thought that was tremendous. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to go screen share. Okay, let me just, here I am. I just have to find the page that I prepared for you right here. Okay, could you see my screen? Okay, so what we're doing is, the reason we're on the screen, it's the Rambam, Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin. You could see that on the top of the screen. The reason is because I went back to the Gemara, because we took a break from the Gemara for a very, very long time. This is Maseches Erechin. So the Gemara, Maseches Erechin, Tes Vav Amud Beis through Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, is discussing Ba'apei Talesa, in the presence of three. And we spoke about that at length, if you will, in the spring. And what does it mean that a person can say Lashon Hara in the presence of three? So this is the topic of mass discussion from the commentators and the halachic deciders. So I'm going to the Art Scroll footnote. I'm reviewing the beginning of the Art Scroll footnote since it was so long ago. These few lines in our Gemara, so this is going to be a very halachic shir because we're going to talk about the footnote here, and then the Rambam. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah is a compilation of halacha. So we're going to be going through this Perek Zayin, and if we have time, the rest of the article footnote. So the article footnote says these few lines of the Gemara, in other words, something said ba'api talesa is not considered lashon hara. So let me just repeat the statement of the Gemara: kol milsa di mis amra ba'api talasa. Anything said in the presence of three or more people is considered public knowledge. Leis ba mishum lishna bisha. There's no prohibition of lashon hara involved in repeating it further. Okay. Why not? My tamma, what's the reason? So you're at a party, there's a lot of people, and you want to tell five people lashon hara. So the Gemara says it's no problem. It's not a prohibition. There's no prohibition of lashon hara involved repeating it further. My tamma, what's the reason? Chavar chavara islay, your friend has a friend who he will tell. V'chavar dechavar chavara islay, and your friend's friends has a friend who he will tell, and it will circulate so wildly. Since the person who revealed this private information knew that if you tell in front of three people, it's inevitable that each one's going to post online and tell somebody else, he signaled he's not concerned if someone repeats it, so it must not be lashon hara, because you can't be saying something in public if you know it's going to get out there, so it must not be lashon hara. Okay, now I go to the article footnote, which is an extensive quote from the Chofetz Chaim. Now, the Chofetz Chaim paskins. These few lines in our Gemara, which I just read you the Gemara, are the focus of much attention by the Chofetz Chaim himself, Zatzal. He devotes the topic under discussion, Api Talesa, in the presence of three, one chapter each in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Hilchos Rechilos, and 35 notes of Be'er Mayim Chaim between the two. He views that the view that commands the lion's share of the Chofetz Chaim's attention is the Rambam's codification of this halacha. And now the article footnote quotes from Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. So we did, I have in my notes, we first did Hilchos Deos Perek Hey, and now we're moving to Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin. I believe we may have begun this even, but it was literally months ago. And since we're going back to this topic, we are reviewing. The reason I'm telling you that is because I shouldn't say never, that's the wrong approach at all. It's important to review. I try to always present new information, but because we're going back to this Amud here in the Gemara, the staff in the Gemara, we haven't been here for months, and the Chofetz Chaim's lion's share of attention is devoted to the codification of the halacha by the Rambam, we're going to look in the Rambam together. So we are in Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin. We're going to begin at Halacha Aleph. Yes, you could see it right here. Yes, Hamirago? Yeah, okay, thank you very much. Okay, hamirago bechaveru. So this is halacha. Hamirago bechaveru over below tase. First of all, someone who is a miragel. That's from Parshas Kedoshim, from the word regel, talking about sharashim. Because why? Just like a peddler walks with his foot from place to place, peddling his wares, so too a misaper lashon hara walks from place to place, collecting and then peddling his wares. Again, sharashim and lashon hakodesh tells the whole story. Hamirago bechaveru over below tase. So one who collects and slanders and gossips about his friend is over. He transgresses a mitzvah lo tase. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Vayikra Parshas Kedoshim, lo seleich rachil ba'amecha. We should not be gossipmonger amongst your nation. Even though you don't get malchus, lashes, for this avera, avon gadol, who it is a very great sin. The gorim laharog nefashos rabos mi Yisrael. That is a very powerful, you know, of Salvechik. And the Brisker method of learning is very, very makbid to analyze every single word of the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik is once talking about Rashi, and he says that without Rashi, Torah Shabbat Peh would not have survived. We just had Tisha B'Av. We have kinnis for the communities in Worms and Spires and Mainz, and they were completely, the German community of Torahs were completely, they were absolutely wiped out. They were completely decimated. And Rashi had learned in those yeshiva centers, in those Torah centers, and he took the Torah back to France. So Rav Soloveitchik says, without Rashi, Torah Shabbat Peh would not have survived. That's what he says. But he begins the comment by saying, with all due to respect to the Rambam, and without the Rambam, I would be out of a job. Torah Shabbat Peh would not have survived without Rashi. So the Brisker method is mamish to analyze every word of the Rambam. And v'goreim laharog nefashos rabos miyisrael. So just like a bee can mamish kill. I have a cousin who has carried EpiPen as an anaphylactic reaction. There was someone at my parents' summer home in the cottage, we called it a cottage in Canada, in Belle Europe, who once had an anaphylactic reaction to a bee sting on the little cove, the little sandy beach, and it was the ambulance came in, Baruch Hashem, his life was saved, but a bee can kill, or words can mamish kill. That's what the Rambam says. V'gorim laharog nefashos rabos miyisrael, and it causes the death, mamish death, of many Jews. That's why the same pasuk that says you should not be a gossip monger amongst your people finishes off by saying, do not stand by over the blood of your fellow. What's the connection between don't be a gossip monger, but the second half of the pasuk, don't stand by over the blood of your brothers, and the last part of the pasuk is ani Hashem. So the connection is that one who gossips is mamish killing. It's not just insults. It's mamish like murder. So, and now the Rambam says, go out and learn what happened because of Doeg the Edomi. Halacha B's. Eza hu rachio. What does it mean? Zesha towing, you know, like a towing is the, I was thinking that this is interesting. A towing is the, I don't want to use the word lawyer. What do they call it in Beastian? How would you translate the word towing into English? I don't know. No one's supposed to, like the like not the legislator, the representative, like sort of like not the lawyer, but Ezuracha, Zasha Toin Dvarim. This is one who collects information. So that's the job of a Toin, to collect information. Vaholech Mizel Lazan, he goes from one to the other, Vaomer, and he says from one to the other, Kach Amar Ploni. You know what Mr. John Doe said? Kach Vakach Shamati Al Ploni. This is what I heard about him. So he collects this information. He goes from person to person, spreading his wares. Afa Pishu MS. Now it could be true. But you're saying, you know, Dalshon doesn't have to be a lie. Alfal Pishu Emes, Hareza Machriv Asolom. So look at these strong statements. Rambam in the first halacha taught us you're killing. Mamish Horeg Nefashos Rabbos Misrael. And now the Rambam tells us, Machriv Asolom. You're literally destroying the whole world. So as we come up to Eloh, and this time period of Teshuva, when everybody has an area they need to improve on, it's not possible. There's no such thing as we don't. One thing we have to think about is, do we want to be destroying worlds or do we want to be building worlds? Hareza machri vesa olam. Yesh avon godomiza ark me'od. And there's even a worse sin than collecting wares and spreading them. Vuhu beklal lav zak. And it is considered part of this lav, this lo tase. Vuhu lashon hara. Literally malicious, slanderous, evil speech. Vuhu hamesaper bignus chaveiro. And this is someone who tells about the disparagement of his friend, something negative about your friend, the gnai. Afal pisha omer emes. So you're saying something true about your friend, and everybody knows it to be true, but you're saying something that's so negative about that person. This is even worse than going and saying, so-and-so I heard about this one, and so I heard about that one. Aval ha-omer sheker, nikra motzi shema. But one who speaks sheker is called a motzi shema. So I'm going to take a break for a moment from the Rambam. The last statement we just read is, so we're defining rechilos, and now he talks about lashon hara, and now he talks about sheker. Oh my gosh, I forgot the tefillah al dibur. Okay, 1 second. Okay. So what I was about to say, and the reason I just remembered the Tefillah al-Dibur that I forgot, is because these are all categories of forbidden speech that we ask Hashem to save us from in the Tefillah al-Hadibur. Lashon Hara and Rechilas and Sheker. And he's going to talk about Motzi Shemer in a moment. So the last thing we saw before I got to Rabbi Bender is HaOmer Sheker Nikra Motzi Shemer Al-Chaveir. So Lashon Hara could definitely be true. It's still Lashon Hara. You're still over the lav. You're causing many deaths in Israel. You're destroying the world. Someone who's speaking Sheker is a different category, and that's Motzi Shemer. You're giving your friend a bad name and a bad reputation. What you're saying is not even true. So I'm going to stop the screen share because I'm going to now interrupt to say the Tefillah al-Dibur, and then we're going to go to Rabbi Bender on this topic of Sheker. Okay, the Tefillah al-Dibur, it's the WhatsApp icon on our, if you never noticed that, you know where I post the Zoom information and the share link after share? So it's the WhatsApp icon. So if you're always wondering what we're saying, just it's right there on your phone for you. Ribono she'olam, yihi ratzon lefanecha, rachum v'chanan shetizakeini hayam.
I
was so excited to tell you about the Devorah work because I thought it was so beautiful and profound, and then to get right back into the learning that I forgot. I think that's the first time I did that, but we made up for it. So the last thing we just learned in the Rambam is the prohibition of Sheker. So I'm quoting from this very beautiful sefer, Rabbi Yaakov Bender on Chumash. So it's actually a Dvar Torah from Parshas Kedoshim, which the Rambam is actually speaking about. Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Seichelech V'chel B'mecha, Lo Samor Al Dam Re'echa, chapter 19 in Parshas Kedoshim, verse Tazayin 16. So here, Rav Bender on Chumash quotes from 1911. Right, the Rambam's talking about Yud Tes, Tes Zayin, five psukim before. We talk about the prohibition of rechilus and lashon hara, and he moves to the topic of shaker, which is a prohibition that occurs five psukim before. Lo tishakaru ish ba'amiso. Do not lie to your fellow man. So Rav Yaakov ben Dor Shlita writes as follows: shaker is forbidden, but unlike other isurim, when the Torah, when it comes to falsehood, the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, midvar sheker tirchak, from a word of sheker you should stay far away. So Rabbi Bender points out that this is an interesting distinction. It doesn't just say sheker is forbidden, it says stay far away from sheker. Do not become a person of falsehood. I said in a different shir recently, maybe some of you follow that shir as well, but two very interesting nekudos on sheker. One is that the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis bara Elokim, Eso Shemayim v'Eso Aretz, has every nekuda, every vowelization in Lashon HaKodesh except the shuruk, and that's because if you switch around the letters for shuruk, it spells sheker, and there cannot be any semblance of sheker in our Torah HaKadosha. I learned that many years ago. I don't remember even which sefer, maybe Rav Lau and Pirkei Avos, but I'm not sure. Another vort that I heard more recently from Rabbi Suriel Malitsky of New Jersey is that I never had heard this before. A few months ago, I heard him say this. The names of the Avos and the Imahos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, have all the nekudos except for the shuruk. And that, go through the names in your head. Just pay attention to pronunciation and vowelization. And that's because the Avos and Imahos were Yesharim. They were Yashar, Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar because the patriarchs were Yashar, and therefore they don't have a shuruk in their name because there's a semblance of sheker in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim Eso Shamayim Ve'Eretz, and in our founding fathers and mothers who founded Knesset Yisrael. So going back to Rabbi Bender, as parents, we strive to teach our children right from wrong, and it is crucial that we teach them that wrong is not just speaking falsehood. A person can speak words of truth, but be lying. They can be saying the right words, but that's not enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stamp is Emes, Chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, and his realm is only truth. And now he brings a vignette to illustrate his teaching. Once a group of businessmen gathered around a table to discuss a potential investment. In the middle, one of the men lied brazenly about an unrelated issue. At the far end of the table, Reb Moshe Reichman stood up and excused himself, leaving the room. Outside, his close associate asked him why did he suddenly lose interest in what appeared to be a very enterprising and lucrative deal. Didn't you hear, said Rav Moshe Reichman, didn't you hear the man said a lie? The Chazon Ish writes in the letter that when a person utters a lie, he becomes a liar. We cannot do business with a liar. My dear friend, continues Rav Bender, Rav Nasan Mahler, a nephew and close Talmud of the Novominsky Rebbe, shared something he heard from Rebbetzin Treger of Yerushalayim, Treger of Yerushalayim, the Novominsky Rebbe's daughter. The Rebbe would visit her in Eretz Yisrael each year. At the close of his trip, she would pack up refreshments for the flight home. At the end of one visit, he said, when she prepared the usual sandwiches, please don't add any vegetables to the salad, to the sandwich, tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, nothing. She was surprised and she asked her father, why can't there be some small diced vegetables? He said when he arrived in New York, he might still have the sandwich with him. He would bring it home to eat it so it wouldn't be baltashas. But what would happen if they asked him if he's bringing, and if he ever crossed the border, if you're bringing any agriculture from overseas into the country? How could he answer that he did not have vegetables if there were some small pieces of tomato or cucumber included in the salad or the sandwich? Stay far away. Midvar sheker tirchak. It's not enough not to tell a lie. You have to stay away from anything resembling sesemitzel. And it's very interesting. I try very hard to you know, be careful with my words. Like if I call somebody, remember what happened last week, and it's 2:57 on my phone, which is satellite time, so that's the real time. You know, the clocks in your room could always be a little bit off. So I won't mama say it's 3 o'clock. I feel a little strange saying it's 2:57. I'll say it's almost 3 o'clock. It's just before 3 o'clock. We just have to be sensitive, very sensitive ourselves truly to how we speak. Over the years, Rav Chaim David Zwiebel remarked, the Novominsky Rebbe evolved. He often spoke about emes, but in his final years, he would no longer speak about emes as a means of creating a Kiddush Hashem or being fair to others. you would quote the words of the Magid Mishnah at the end of Hilchos Lulav, who writes, "Vayivchar be'emes mipnei shehu emes." One should choose truth simply because it's true. So not only should you choose truth because of the ramifications of telling sheker. Like really, I'm just going to go back to my example. There's a person on the phone who I'm leaving a message, really care if it's 3 p.m. or 2:57, like... I'm not even saying that halachically that's wrong, because we live in a world where 2:57 is 3 o'clock, almost, 3 minutes off. But the Raminska, as quoted by Rav Bender here, it's not that you should speak the truth because you're afraid of the ramifications of what will happen if you tell sheker. That's being afraid of the outcome. You should just speak truth because you should speak truth. Because the Torah says, mit v'shekar tirchok, without thinking what's going to happen. Am I going to lose my job? Are they going to get in trouble? No. One should choose truth because it's true. Truth is not the goal. It's not a means to a goal. It's a Kosh Baruch Hu seal. It's a Kosh Baruch Hu's ways. It is a mean in and of itself. It is the end. And those who wish to live with the divine presence and divine blessing aim to have a stamp on every facet of their life. So when it comes to sheker, it's not that we're afraid of what will happen when we speak the sheker, which sometimes we might be afraid of what will happen when we speak the sheker. You know, it's a young child. What's going to happen? Am I going to get in trouble? So we're, you know, older children. We're always banim atem l'Hashem alkechem. Lotus go to do banim atem. This week's parsha, Re'eh. So beginning of Perek Yudalet. So we're children to Hashem. So yes, you might think, am I going to get in trouble? But more than am I going to get in trouble? We don't speak sheker because of sheker. I'm going back to the screen share, right? So that was on this statement of the Rambam right here. You can see my screen. I went back to it. Yeah, thank you. Aval ha'omer sheker nikra motzi shema achaveru. One who speaks sheker, lies, is called someone who is putting out a bad name on his friend. Aval ba'al lashon hara. What is a ba'al lashon hara? Perpetual slander. Zeshe yoshev, he sits, ba'omer, and he says, here I am. Kach v'kach asa ploni, so and so ploni did. This is a lacha beis of the Rambam. This is what ploni did. The kach v'kach hayu avosav, and this is what his father's. Oh, you should have seen the grandmother. You should see the mother. You should see the generations. V'kach v'kach shamati alav, and such I heard about him. V'amarti v'amar dvarim shel gnai, and he continues to speak disparagingly about the person that they heard and their family. Alzeh amar kasuv, over this the pasuk says in Tehillim and Perek Yabeis, Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos. Hashem will cut off all of smooth tongue. Lashon midaberes gedolos, the tongue that speaks proud or great things. So we see the severity, according to the Lashon of the Rambam, that one who speaks Lashon Hara is mamish a murderer and causes the death of many. One who speaks these negative words is being machriv the whole world. And when we come to the Yom HaDin, it's been such a crazy year and a half. It's hard to comprehend. And now, you know, we think like the vaccine came and we were so happy and Baruch Hashem, we'll move on. Now the Delta variant and what's going on there, it's just, like, it's just like, it's really... The world's facing challenges, and if we could be machriv of the world with our words, it means we could also be binyan, bone, the world with our words, and it's coming up to Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Tav Shin Pei Bei soon. We all have to ask ourselves, which side of the equation do we want to be on? Those who are building worlds or those who are, Rahman and Son, destroying worlds? Keep in mind the Devora, she either stings or she makes honey. Amu Chachamim. Halacha Gimel. The sages say, Shalosh Averus Nifrain Min Adam Ba'olam Haza Ve'enu Chelek Le'olam Haba. There are three sins for which a person, retribution from that person is extracted in this world, but not only that, he's going to have consequences in this world, but furthermore, Enu Chelek Le'olam Haba. He does not have a portion in the world to come. What are these three sins? So the most obvious three sins, what we call the Yehareg Ve'al Ya'avars, Avodas Kochavim, idol worship, Ve'gilu Ar sexual immorality, ushvichus damim, and bloodshed. But then the Rambam says, v'lashon hara keneged kulam. It's just unbelievably so. In Halacha Aleph, he told us, kamu speaks lashon hara, goreim laharog nefashos rabbos b'Yisrael. In Halacha Beis, he says, you are machriv es ha'olam. And in Halacha Gimel, he is reminding you that the sages say that lashon hara is equal, not to only gilui arayus, not only to shvichus damim, not only to avodas kochavim. Lashon hara is equal to all three. And that is an unbelievable teaching. None of us think, oh, I ever did Gilui Arayos, Chas v'Shalom. I never did Shvichus Damim. I never did Avodas Kochavim. Hopefully not. I wasn't over by accident, I hope. Unfortunately, we're all guilty. I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. Not like Lamaisa. It's just, sometime in our life. Not more than once, huh? Only it would be once. We were over. So who thinks they committed three cardinal sins? Unbelievable. But od amru chachabim, furthermore, the sages say, kol mesaper lashon hara kilu kofer be'ikar. Anyone who speaks lashon hara is a kofer be'ikar. He denies the very presence, the very essence, the very existence of God. Shen ne'emar, like the pasuk says in Tehillim. So here in Halacha Beis, he was quoting from Tehillim, and now he continues in Perikud Beis. Asher amru lelishoneinu nagbir. We said, with our tongues we will be victorious. From like Gibor, we'll be courageous with our tongues. Our tongues are with us. Mi adonanu, who is a master over us? So in other words, my tongue is the master. As long as I have my tongue, there's no master over me. So chazaluna from here, and then you're a kofer bikur. It's like you don't even believe in the presence of God. Furthermore, the sages say shlosha lashon hara horegas. Who specifically does lashon hara kill? It kills three people. This is just really an unbelievable chapter of the Rambam, and I'm telling to Micha Haaretz, if we could just remember these halachos and mamish, we would never utter a word of lashon hara. We really never would. You don't want to be a murderer. You don't want to destroy the world. You want Tav Shin Pei to be, healthier, and obviously the geula. And we want the borders of Eretz Yisrael to open, and we want the numbers to stop rising, and we don't want any more variants, and we want the vaccine to work. You don't want to be ma'achiv the olam, and certainly you don't want to transgress the three areg val verse, and certainly you think you believe in God. Okay, so who does lashon hara kill? Ha'omro, v'ha'mekabel, v'zersha omer alav. The speaker and the receiver of the lashon hara, and one who is being spoken about. V'ha'mekabel, yoser mino omro. Very, very interesting. He who receives the lashon hara will suffer even more than he who speaks lashon hara, which is a very profound statement. So I was thinking that maybe because you could post if you have an idea as to why the Rambam would write that, but I was thinking that perhaps the one who says it, might believe it or spreads it, but the one who receives it, even if you say in your head, I'm not Makaba, once you hear something negative about somebody else, it's going to be implanted in your mind. You never knew it before. You don't even want to believe it. You could say, I'm not macabre, but it's really very hard once you heard those words to put it out of your mind. In a sense, it's always in the back of your mind, and it's hard to deny it. So maybe that's why the one who is macabre suffers even more than the speaker, because you might try to get it out of your mind, but you all know that when you hear something negative, it's very difficult to get that out of your mind, even if you don't want to believe it. V'yeshtvarim shehein avak lashonar, continues the Rambam, halacha dalad, and there are those things that are considered the dust, the avak lashonar. What is the dust of lashonar? Ketzad hausol, meaning what's the dust of lashonar? Mi yomer leploni shiyek moshu ata. Who will tell so-and-so he should just continue to do until now? Excuse me. In other words, an ambiguous statement that could be interpreted as negative. Who will tell so-and-so he should continue behaving the way he's behaving until now? If that has negative connotations, and maybe he's behaving in a negative fashion, and someone comments about, oh, let him just continue doing what he's doing, especially if you roll your eyes, so that is not said in a positive fashion. O sheyomo, or someone who says, these are avak lashon hara. Shisku mi ploni, eini rotza la'adia ma'eiro ma'aya. Shisku mi ploni, be quiet about that person. Eini rotza la'adia ma'eira. I don't want to reveal what happened. Let's not talk about him. Umahaya. I don't want to say what happened. That's mamish, you're over. You're now over a vakashanar. By saying, let's not talk about ploni. Let's not talk about, Mrs. Jane Doe. I don't want to say what happened. You already said something negative. If you have nothing to hide, you wouldn't say, oh, I don't want to talk about her. Let's not say what happened. The fact that you're saying, I don't want to talk about her, let's not say what happened, means you have something to hide. The kayotze b'dvarim ha'elu, and other types of statements of these are considered avak lashon hara. V'chol ha'misaper b'tovas chaviro, and furthermore, anyone who speaks about the good of his friend, bifnei sona, before those who hate him, so you know that two people are enemies, and you come, A and B don't get along, and you start singing the praises of A before B, so the halacha is, hareza avak lashon hara, that too is the dust of lashon hara. Why the dust? You haven't said anything negative, you haven't spoken lashon hara about A. Their words were positive. So why is it avak lashon hara? Because you're going to kick up the dust, because you know that inevitably B is going to go on a whole tirade, and a rampage on how they hate A. Because you are now the cause that A should speak negatively about B. And over there, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei Perach of Zion, you see right here, one who gives a blessing to his friend in a loud voice in the morning. So in other words, you publicize the blessing to your friend in the morning. Hashkeim kilala techashev lo. When he says it in the morning, really what you're doing, or baboker hashkeim, I'm sorry. Mevarech re'ehu b'kol galda baboker hashkeim. One who blesses his friend with a loud voice when he wakes up early in the morning. Kilala techashev lo. It's considered like you have cursed him. When you go around spreading positive, inevitably in a loud voice, they're going to invariably encounter someone who doesn't like that person, and you bring curses. Shemitoch tova, so through what you've said that's good, bali dei ra'aso, you're going to eventually come to reveal the negative. V'kein ha'mesaper b'lashon harach derech schok. This is very relevant as well. The next halacha here, and I didn't move from it, we're still in halacha dalet. And the Rambam's going through the kudos of forbidden speech. And this is also, we live in a time where there's a lot of leitzanus, a lot of mockery, a lot of sarcasm. Oh, we spoke last time about sarcasm, remember? The word of the month from Mishpacha was sarcasm in the 3 weeks, causing tsar through sarcasm. So this really relates to this halacha here of the Rambam. V'kein ha-mesaper b'lashon hara derech schok, derech kalus rosh. Klomer she'enu medaber b'sina. I don't hate that person, you say. No, I'm just speaking lashon hara by way of laughter, by way of kalus rosh, lightheadedness. Leitzanus. I don't hate him. Oh, how's it translated by Chabad? This is on the screen. Frivolity and jest. Okay, so I said like laughter and leitzanus. I don't hate him. I'm just making fun of him. But that's lashon hara, and you were just over the love. Who Shlomo Amar bechachma? So this is what Shlomo said in Mishlei in his wisdom. Shlomo said Mishlei Perachovav Pasukilichat. Parachof Vav Pasukit Ches, Kemis Lahalea, Hayora, Zikim, Chitzim, Vemaves. You could see it here on the English. As a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death, and says, I'm only joking. It was just a joke. Why are you getting so insulted? But Omar, hello, Mesachik Ani. I was just kidding. As you throw firebrands and arrows and death in a person, you say, don't be afraid, I was just joking. So you see from these halachas of the Rambam the tremendous severity with which the halacha views Rechidas, Sheker, Otzi Shema, and Lashon Hara, even Avak Lashon Hara. V'chein ha'mesaper Lashon Hara derech Rama Us. Furthermore, one who speaks Lashon Hara by the way of trickery, okay? Lavan was Lavan Ha'arami. He was like a trickster. An Aramean wanted to save my father. Ba'achicha b'mirma. Your brother came with deceit and took your blessing. So one who speaks Lashon Hara by deceit. V'husha yisapra l'tumo kilu eni odeya shadavra zesha dibra Lashon Hara. He speaks like with tmimus, tumo, like from the word tamim. I'm speaking with purity. He's being very sly. He's being a trickster. He says, oh no, I didn't even know that this was Lashon Hara. I thought I was saying something nice. Ela kishami machin bo omer eni odeya shadavra Lashon Hara. When you come and you give him tochacha, and he says, oh, I was so innocent. I had tmivus in my heart. I didn't even realize anything. And you come and you reprove him. He says, you know, I didn't even know it was Lashon Hara. Osha elim masav shalploni. I didn't know that the story involved the actions of so-and-so. So he tries either by derech schok or by derech rama'us and trickery to say, I didn't even realize that I was doing anything wrong. Halacha hey of the Rambam. Continuing. Echad, oh, this is where the Rambam speaks about Ba'apitalisa. But since the whole perek, almost, is about sins of Dibur, we went back to Halacha Av. Now we come to Halacha He, and this Halacha He of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin commands the lion's share of the Chofetz Chaim's attention regarding the idea on the interpretation of Ba'apa Talisa. So here we go. Echad ha-mesaper b'lashon hara b'pnei chaveiro, al shalo b'fanav, one who speaks lashon hara about his friend, or not in front of him, v'ha-mesaper dvarim shagarmim, and he tells things that cause, im nishmu ish mipi ish lahazik chaveiro begufa o b'mamono. So one who speaks lashon hara before his friend, or not in front of him. So you've some b'fnei chaveiro means in front of his friend. It's translated as in his presence. Oh, shalom b'fanav, not in front of his face, cleans behind his back. V'amisaper dvarim shagarmim, and you tell words that will cause. Im nishmu ish mepi ish, if a person hears from someone else, lahazik chaveiro begufu b'mamono, you're going to cause damage to your friend with their body or with their money. V'afidu lehatzer lo o lahafchido, even to cause him tsa'ar, pain, or to scare him. Behold, this is lashon hara. You can cause damage monetarily, you can cause damage physically. If other people hear, you can cause him to panic and to be afraid. So those words that cause those damages are lashon hara. And if those words were said in the presence of three, says the Rambam, kvar nishma hadavar, behold, the matter has already been heard. Vinoda, and it is known. V'im siper hadavar echad min ha-shlosha pa'am acheres, and therefore, if one of those three went, who heard the gossip, and he went and he told it further, ein bo mishum lashon hara. There is no prohibition, it's not considered lashon hara. So this commands the lion share. Let me highlight on the screen. This Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, end of the Halacha, commands the lion's share of the Chavetz Chaim's attention. But if you're at a party and there's three people standing there and you say these words in the presence of three, it means the matter has already been heard. The matter must be already public knowledge, v'noda, and therefore, im siper adavar echem min ha-shlosha pa'am acheres, if the matter was said over again by one of those three, ein bo mishum lashon hara. So how do we understand this? So that's what we were in Rabbi Daniel Feldman, if you remember, False Facts and True Rumors, I think it was called. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, Sefer, we spent a lot of time in there. We went through the whole Amud of the Gemara, Erechin Tasvav, and Erechin Tasvav continues and ends in Tazayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about this Api Talisa. So the question is, how do we understand the codification of the Halacha by the Rambam? Is it mamish that if you say something in the presence of three people and one of them repeats it further, then it's really Ein Mishum B'Lashon Hara? V'hu Shelo Yiskavin L'Havir Kol L'Galus Yoter. Why? It's not Lashon Hara. Only if you didn't have the Kavana, Shelo Yiskavin. When you go and retell it, you didn't have the Kavana to raise your voice, L'Havir HaKol, to make the matter more known, L'Galus. We didn't want to say it in a loud voice. You don't want to make it known more. Let me just see something. Here I go. One more short halacha of the Rambam, and then we're finished in Hilchos Deos. Kol elu heim balei lashon hara. These are all considered balei lashon hara. All the things that we've just gone through, says the Rambam, are all considered people who speak lashon hara. She'asur ladur b'shchunasam. You are forbidden from living in their neighborhood. The call shekain li shevi mem, and certainly if you're not allowed to live in their neighborhood, you certainly can't go sit amongst them. V'lishmo dvareim, you can't listen to anything they say. Remember when we learned the Gemara Alissa that your earlobes are soft? Do you remember? It must have been last year. Your earlobes are soft because the Gemara says b'feirush you could bend them and put them inside your hole leading into the canal. Mamish the Gemara, so to plug your ears. Yase tial osneich. We're actually coming up to kiseise and kitzavo. Okay, when you go out to war, and there when the Gemara, the Chumash talks about in Devarim, going out to war, yesed tihyeh al osneich, you should have a shovel with your implements. But osneich is ayin zay aleph, zayin nun chaf, root word is ozen. So the Gemara learns out from there when it says you should have a shovel in addition to your implements. Aznech, why does he use the word ears? Use your earlobe as a weapon to protect yourself from things entering your ears. You for sure should not buy a house in that neighborhood, says Ram. You want to check out what the neighbors are like. You know, are they peaceful? Is there a chasram machlokas over the garden or the lawn or the flowers, the tree? Can my kids step on your property? No, you know you should check out first if they speak Lashon Hara. If they do, don't buy that house. And certainly you can't sit amongst them, v'lishmo dvareim, and certainly you can't hear their words, v'lo nechtam gzardinim al v'seinu b'midbar ala al Lashon Hara levad. And the whole reason that our forefathers in the desert were banished from Eretz Yisrael, which is clearly spoke about in last week's class, the Amorim, the Devorim, last time's class, not last week. And the whole reason that our forefathers were banished from Eretz Yisrael was only because of the sin of Lashon Hara. The reason I wasn't going to finish the Rambam, Parak Zayin, there's two Mehalachos, is because now he moves on to another topic in Parashat Kedoshim, and that is the topic here. You have the topic of Nakama. And in Halacha Ches, you have the topic of the lo sikum lo sitor, nekama and netira, not to take revenge and not to bear a grudge. Obviously, that relates to the topic of Shemir Selashon as well, because when you take a grudge, Rashi explains what it means not to take nekama, not to bear a grudge. You use your words, but for purposes of our class, I was not going to go through those two. So you see how severe Halachos are when it comes to Inyani Shmir Salashan, and how careful you have to be even to compliment somebody. You have to be very, very careful. Even to say, you know, I really rather not talk about what happened with that person is Lashon Hara. Even to say, you know, I'd really rather not talk about that person's Lashon Hara, and you're considered like someone who destroyed the whole world. You consider like you cause Horeg Nefashos Rabos K'Misrael. It's mamish considered like someone who transgressed Gila Rais Vodazar and Shvichus Damim. This person will not have a chelek in Olam Haba. They are considered to be a kofar be'ikar. It's just, who wants to be in the category of those kinds of people? Like the Devora, we have the power to sting and bring Rechman al Tzlan pain and death, or we have the power to make honey and bring sweetness and Hashanah Tovu and Mesukah. So I'm just going to go to the back to the article footnote, which we're not going to be able to finish at this time. It's lengthier, but Be'ezer Hashem will continue next time. But just where the footnote here speaks about this halacha of the Rambam in Parak Hey, in Parak Zayin, halacha, hey? How do we understand the Rambam's position of apetalesa in the presence of three? Well, if you remember, the Rambam says, here it's quoted in English, we saw it in the original, whether a person speaks Lashon Hara in the presence of his fellow or outside his presence, this is the Rambam translator, or one is speaking things that will bring about injury to his fellow in body or property, or even distress him, or frighten him, that is Lashon Hara. And if these things were said in the presence of three, the matter has already been heard, it has become known. If one of the three relates the matter another time, there's no prohibition involved on the account of Lashon Hara. But that is only if he is not miskaving, he does not intend to spread the rumor and expose it further. The Chafetz Chaim, based on this Rambam, explains, according to Rambam's view, the form of Lashon Hara prohibited by the Torah is the peddling of gossip, what we saw the Rambam writes at, acquiring negative information here and spreading it there. It also is rumors that will be freely available. Rumors that will be freely available without the peddler's efforts are not included in this prohibition, okay? So if it's a rumor that everyone knows and everyone's talking about, it's not included in the prohibition of not peddling. Now, if it's a reflection on you, should you be spreading that gossip further? That's a different shayla. But if it's already widely known rumors, then it's not included in the prohibition. However, the Chafetz Chaim notes, there are many Rishonim who dispute the position of the Rambam. The Chafetz Chaim notes there are many Rishonim who dispute the position of the Rambam. He lists several circumstances, the Chafetz Chaim, that would have to exist before one could rely on the Rambam's leniency, this kula. Therefore, it is practically impossible, according to the Chafetz Chaim, to fulfill all conditions where apitalesa would grant you a, quote, free pass, and your Lashon Hara would not be considered Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim does indicate in several places, it lists the places, that if negative information has been publicized universally, that's italicized, then there's no longer a prohibition of Lashon Hara repeating it. Like Mamish once everybody knows, sometimes news like everyone knows, then there's no prohibition of repeating it because it's universally known. However, even this would be prohibited on a biblical level, de oraisa, if one intended to disparage his fellow by repeating the negative information. Since the very utterance of a negative statement to disparage one's fellow is prohibited by the Torah. So this piece of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos leads to much discussion, and the Chafetz Chaim says that it will be almost impossible to fulfill all conditions where Api Talisa gives you a free grant to speak the Lashon Hara further. If something is mamish universally known, at that point it's not considered Lashon Hara, but there's still a condition. If your intent is to cause further damage to the subject, then it is still prohibited. Very halachic class, fascinating Rambam, very important, lots of food for thought. As we prepare to enter Elul, we must think, do we want to be like the bee? Well, we are all like the bee because we all use our words all the time. Do we want to be the producer of stings and pain? Or do we want to be the producer of words that are sweeter than honey? This year should be an Aliyah Neshama for Tzvi Gershom ben Yoel v'Chana Lav Hashem and Zel Vilf ben Yeshaya. May the Neshamas both have Aliyos in the Schus of the Torah. We thank Alyssa and her family very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, everybody. Tei Shlichus Pi B'Tahara. Amen. Halavai. Thank you so much to all. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day. B'soros Tovos.